Okay, good evening, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. I'll come back to our Erev Shabbos Pirkei Avos class learning. So I see Baruch Hashem, my mother-in-law's with us again. Last week she was unable to join, so I'll come back, Ima. It's a pleasure to have you, as always. So we have two sponsors tonight. I want everyone to listen very closely. I will give them in the order that I received them. So Mamash Hashgacha, my dear friend Henny Wolf, who Henny and I feel very connected to, Henny, through the Ahabata Sator of your children, your illustrious children. Henny's daughter is Rabbitson Dr. Adina Schmidman, who is the director of the OU Women's Initiative Program. So Adina and I work very closely, meaning she gives me a lot of opportunities to share Torah, and I cherish each and every one. That's one of Henny's children, and the other one is Rabbi Eliyahu Wolf from the Youngest Rav Woodmere, and I teach at the Youngest Rav Woodmere for Kanainahar many years. And this is not Henny's first time sponsoring this Pirkei Avos Shir. She has done so in the past, and it is tremendously appreciated. She is sponsoring L'Zecher Nishmas, her mother's 14th Yahrzeit, which is on Rosh Chodesh Shva, Malka Bat Eliyahu Moshe, Alaha HaShalom. May her neshama have an aliyah in the schus of the Torah that we will share, and her neshama have a lot of nachas from your very illustrious family. Jewish education was a vital part of my mother's early life, said Henny. At the age of 14, my mother left her family to study in the Yavne Gymnasium, Lithuanian Jewish girls' school in Telz. She had a strong background in Limude Kodesh. She often quoted Tanakh. My parents married in Switzerland in 1939, and Henny has told me before about the relationship with her parents, with Rav Arn Leib Steinman Zatzal, because he was also in Switzerland. My parents married in Switzerland in 39. They came to the States in 41. Family was always her number one priority. She was very spirited. Those around her felt her energy. Henny recently told me that when she was in her close to 90s, she was 80s, 90s, she was going to help Rebbetzin Dr. Adina Schmidman, maybe she wasn't in her 90s at that point, 70s, 80s, with her own children, and how vibrant and involved in family she was. Bubby, as she was called, is remembered and lovingly by her children and all who knew her. So we hope that the neshama of Malka Bat Eliyahu Moshe will have an aliyah in this chus of the Torah that we will share this evening on the occasion of her 14th Yahrzeit, Rosh Chodesh Shva. And we thank you, Henny, for tonight's sponsorship and your past sponsorships. So the next sponsorship, everyone has to listen. I hope you're listening to the first one also. And if all you get is the two sponsors tonight, you could literally say, Dayenu, and we don't have to have shir, even though I have a whole shir prepared. Some of you may know, some of you might be with us from the beginning. Some of you may have joined later. I don't know if everyone knows how and why this shir group was started. Some of you may not realize that this is a Zoom shir started in May 2020. So it's about a year and a half now, coming up to 2 years. And my dear friend Miriam Goodman, whose screen is open, so Miriam, you could wave so everyone could see who we're talking about, reached out to me because a dear friend of hers daughter was expecting a child. It was a very high-risk pregnancy. This is as much Torah as anything else I'm going to share, because this is such a story of Hashgacha Pratis and Amuna and Sipisa Yeshua. So like Mamish, I feel like if we had nothing else tonight, then this would be Mamish Dayenu, even though I have a share prepared. So Miriam Goodman reached out to me saying, my dear friend's daughter is on bed rest, carrying a very high risk pregnancy. For the 3 weeks till the baby's due date, me and my friends would like to sponsor a shir, 3 weeks. And it should be a zchus for the mother to be healthy and the baby to be healthy. We had a shir for 3 weeks. Miriam and her friend sponsored 3 weeks. And the baby was born not alive. And the neshama was here for a very short, very, very short time, if at all, and ascended to the Olam HaEmes. Remember, Miriam, when you called me to tell me the baby passed away where I was sitting? Remember how you were crying on the phone? I remember we were talking. And then Miriam reached out to me after and said, we would like this year to keep going. Miriam took it upon herself to start this year as a schus for her friend's grandchild and her friend's child. And then she, for the first year at least, as you all know, organized the sponsorships till it became very confusing and people were reaching out to me and her. So I mostly took it over, but not because we don't appreciate Miriam's efforts. And she organized this year. She had a shir calendar. She publicized this year. She's so proud this year. It was all started in the schus of her good friend who asked me not to say her last name, Michelle, daughter and granddaughter. 2 weeks ago, the other thing you have to know is that until very recently, Miriam Goodman was waiting for a Yeshua of her own for her daughter. Was married for many years without a child. many years. And 2 weeks ago, this Michelle reached out to me. I just want you to know, when I told my sister-in-law this story, my sister-in-law said, Michal, she doesn't know either of you, she doesn't know anybody, just told her story. She said, Michal, you have to call by Pesach Kron. So I said, or Rabbi Yoel Gold. So whoever's listening to this share, I want you to share it on YU Torah, because it's really such a story of Hashgacha Pratis and Sipisa the Yeshua and Amuna and Chesed and what Torah can bring to this world. I want you to know that every single one of you who ever sponsored this year, from a year and a half ago through tonight, so that includes Henny Wolf and Michelle, who asked me not to say her last name, who are tonight's sponsors, every single person who ensured that this year continues to go, you have no idea the zchuyos that have been brought down to families in this world and the zchus of this Torah. So 2 weeks ago, I get a WhatsApp from Michelle that I read many times, and I was really, my eyes filled with tears when I read it. And I asked permission. I said, do you want me to read this? And she said, yes. Hi, this is Michelle. We are almost at 2 years since the shiur was started. I calculate it's really like a year and a half. As you know, my good friend Miriam Goodman started the shiur in the zchus for a refuah from my granddaughter, Allah HaShalom. I would like to think, and I have great personal nechama, in believing that perhaps by Miriam taking upon herself to organize and being the catalyst for this Pirkei Avos weekly shiur, Hashem saw her efforts and what she was doing for me, my daughter, and my granddaughter, Allah HaShalom, and perhaps this shiur and the continuation of this shiur and all of Miriam's tefillos were maybe a plan that Hashem orchestrated for her own daughter, Bishato, to have a child, because this was sent to me 2 weeks ago. It is a real nes that our daughter is dot 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 soon Bisha Tova dot dot dot. It brings me great nechama. This is the grandmother. It brings me great personal nechama that perhaps all of Miriam's tefillos and actions through this shiur, initially on my behalf, had something to do with this nes galui. I truly believe that Miriam's commitment to this shiur and to davening for others has brought this nes. And so I would like to sponsor Be'ezer Hashem the 2 weeks following the birth, Meretz Hashem, B'Sha'a Tova, Bli Ayin Hara, all those things were written down, as it will be full circle, and it will bring my nechama full circle. Because my baby that only lived for a short time might actually have been the shaliach for this nes and this baby, Be'ezer Hashem. Please mark me down for 2 weeks after the birth for sponsorship. Meretz Hashem, very soon, B'Sha'a Tova. So it's not only Michelle's sentiments, but I really want you to know that every single person who keeps this year going, literally, you don't know, we all don't know, but Hashem has planned and all the shchuyos that come out from the Harbat HaSator every week. And so please join me in wishing our dear friend, shiur starter, founder, organizer, my chavrusa in a number of different venues, Miriam Goodman, a very big mazal tov on the birth of her granddaughter, Rivka Necha. May you, Miriam, and your daughter, Sarala, and her husband, Bizocha, to raise the child to Torah, Uchupa, Umaisim Tovim. And you should just know how important you are to your friends. And how amazing it is that Michelle, from her loss and pain, sees that her baby was actually a catalyst for the tremendous simcha that was brought to your family Erev Shabbos. I want to quote an insight from Rav Pam Zatzal. Okay? This is from the art school biography, The Life and Ideas of Rav Avram Yaakov HaKohen Pam Zatzal. And when I saw Michelle's WhatsApp, this is what this reminded me of. In a shmooze, Rav Pam noted that when presented with an opportunity to do chesed, one should seize the moment, for Hashem may be offering him a chance to attain merit that is crucial to his destiny. Sometimes when we do a chesed for others, we think, I'm doing for you. I'm starting this year for you. I'm doing a shchus for you. You don't realize, says Rav Pam, that you're presenting yourself with an opportunity to attain merit that's crucial to your own destiny. going to tie this into the first Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid, not the first Mishnah, second Mishnah, Al HaTorah Ve'al HaAvodah Ve'al Gmilus Chasadim. So Pam says, when you're presented with an opportunity to do a mitzvah, to do a chesed for someone else, you must seize the moment. You do not know if you're doing for someone else or if Hashem is giving you a chance to attain merit that is crucial to your destiny. The Torah states, Rav Pam quotes a pasuk from Sefer Bereishis, Perek Lamed, Vayizkor Elokim et Rachel, Vayiftach et Rachma, Vatahar Vateli Bein, Vatikrat Shmo Yosef Ki Asaf Hashem Escher Pasi, Yosef Hashem Li Bein Acher. So the pasuk says, Elokim remembered Rachel. Actually, I'm going to get the Chumash Leko quote Rashi. So what did Hashem remember, even though I could do the Rashi and Umkos without the Chumash, but just to make sure I don't make a mistake. Okay, so what did Hashem remember? Rachel didn't have children for many years. And Leah is having a lot of children. And Rachel has had a lot of pain from this. And she says to Yaakov in the beginning of Paraglam, that Havali Banivim Ayin Mesanochi, give me children or I'm dead. And the Pasuk tells us in Paraglam at Pasuk Chafbez, Vayizkor Elokim et Rachel, Elokim remembered Rachel, which is Midas Hadin. It's strange, Midas Hadin remembered Rachel, it should say Vayizkor Hashem es Rachel, Midas Harachami. But it shows you, Al Pidin, she wasn't even worthy to have a child. Vayishma Ela Elokim, Hashem listened to her. Vayiftach et Rachma, he opened her womb. Vatahar Vateli Bein, Asaf Elokim et Harpasi. So what did Hashem, what's this pasuk? Vayizkor Elokim Echal, he remembered. Vayishmaela, what did he listen to? So Targum Unklus says, Vekabil Tzelos Hashem. Hashem accepted her prayers. So even though the Torah text doesn't tell she was davening, Targum Unklus says Hashem accepted her prayers. What did he remember, God? Zacharla Shemasra Simanel Achosa. He remembered that she gave the signs to her sister. Remember, Leah was the oldest, and she's crying. She doesn't want to marry Esav, and Yaakov shows up on town, and he's going to get Rachel because they're madly in love, and Leah's going to be embarrassed, so she's crying, and she's crying. So there's a trick. Wavan ha'arami tricks Yaakov, and he goes to the chuppah, and he thinks it's Rachel, and it's really Leah. And he wakes up in the morning, oh my gosh, it's Leah. It's Leah. What happens? It goes to love and he says, Lama Rimisani, why did you trick me? Hello, Vadati Birachal? Didn't I work for Rachal Shava Shalim? How could this be Leah? So Evan says, sorry, Paolo, sorry, maybe in your place as the Medrash, you go before your older brother, in our place the eldest goes first. You can marry Rachal after the Shava Brachas, but Leah goes first. How are they able to trick Yaakov? There must have been some secret signs. He knew that Lavan was a trickster. He didn't trust Lavan. There were secret signs. So him and Rachel made a secret password. There were secret signs. In case your father tries to trick me, here we go. And it comes to the time and Takale is going. And Rachel realizes that her sister is going to be embarrassed publicly in front of everybody. So she has a choice. Save her marriage, or be the second wife. Anna, mutav lo adam sheyapil atzma lekivshan eish val yalbin plecha ber berabim. She knows Leah is going to be very embarrassed. They're going to be under the chuppah, and Yaakov is going to say, what are the secret signs? And Leah is going to say that the wrong words, and it's going to be a public, horrifying embarrassment. So Rachel, to do for her sister, gives the signs. She says, I'll be the second wife, she'll be the first wife, instead of vice versa. Instead of me being the first wife, her being the second wife. So what did Rachel think? Rachel thinks she was doing a chesed for who? Rachel thought she was doing a chesed for her sister. But Chazal tell us, Yoser mima shabayis habal habayis osa im ha'ani, ha'ani osa im habal habayis. Chazal tell us that more than the bal habayis does for the ani does for the bal habayis. What does that mean? You think you have someone in your home. You have a chnasas archim. You welcome someone to your home. You fed them, you did achila shasiya levia, achila shasiya lina, you fed them, you gave them to drink, you accompanied them, you gave them lodging, you're such a good hostess, everything is delicious, I'm doing such a chesed for you? No, say Chazal, you're incorrect. Yoser mima shabal habayis osa im ha'ani, more than the bal habayis, the host, the askan, does for the poor person, the poor person does for the Baal Bayis. You're giving him food. Food is fleeting. It's here today, it's gone tomorrow. You're giving him lodging. If you don't give him lodging, someone else will give him lodging. He's giving you zchuyos you cannot even fathom. Because the opportunity to do a chesed might just change your destiny without knowing the plan of the Ribono Shel Olam. Where do we see this? In Perek Yud Ches of Bereishis, the Pasuk tells us, I actually just told this to our Torah over. My son's Rabbi from Yeshivas or Yerushalayim, OJ in Israel, always stays with us every year when he comes collecting. So he was just here for a week. He left last week. So I offered him this, I offered him that. So my son said, Rabbi feels so bad. So I said, I told the star to over. I said, please don't feel bad. You're giving me an opportunity. Why do you feel bad? I'm happy to prepare the meal. So when the Malachim come to Avram Avinu and Perek Yud Ches of Bereishis, he's recuperating, bris milah, he sees the Malachim, okay? And he says, God, please wait here. You wait here, Hashem. I'm going to entertain these guests. And what does he say? Yukach na ma'at mayim, let some water be brought. V'rachatzu raglechem, wash your feet, wash off the dust of the Avodah Zarah. V'yish'anu tachas ha'etz, recline under the tree. And then the next words are, v'ekcha pas lechem. I will take, says Targum Uklis, pita de lachma. That's Uklis, pita de lachma. I'll take a pita of bread. V'ekcha pas lechem. I will take a morsel of bread. V'sa'adu libchem. You will eat to your heart's content. Achar ta'avoru. Then you will go and come stay by my house. And a good plan. He runs tongue, mustard sauce. Okay. So in the Sefer Bezos Yavo Aaron, which has a... Rav Aaron, I forget his last name. My sister-in-law's family is very close to him, which has a skama from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So in the Sefer Bezos Yavo Aaron, the question is asked, why does it say, Ve'echa pasachem, I will take a piece of bread? He's serving the guests. He should say, I will give you a piece of bread. If you're giving somebody a sandwich, you don't say, I'm going to take a sandwich if you have a guest in your house. You're going to say to your son's Rebbe, who's saying, can I make you eggs for breakfast? I'm going to give you eggs. Would you like crackers, vegetables, what do you want? You don't say, I'm going to take bread. You say, I'm going to give you bread. So the lashon of the pasuk is very strange. It's Perek Yud Ches pasuk hey. It says va'echa pas lechem. I will take a morsel of bread. Why? So in the Sefer Bezos Yavo Aaron, the answer is because when you do a chesed for somebody else, you are taking a mitzvah for yourself. You're taking eternity for yourself. Much more than what you give to them, you are taking for yourself zchuyos that perhaps you cannot even fathom. Perhaps Avram needed this chus before his wife was worthy to have a child. Hashem orchestrates things in a certain way. Avram thought he was doing for the guests, but maybe the chus of his selflessness, his chesed, he was in pain. It was painful 3 days post bris milah. It was painful that him and his wife did not have a child. It was painful that all their contemporaries had children and they didn't. But he ran to welcome people with sefer panim yafos. He ran to do for somebody else. He cared about someone else. You're hungry, you're tired, you're thirsty. The echa pas lechem. The Torah is telling you, says the Sefer Bezos Yavo Aaron, that when you do for somebody else, you're doing for yourself. And this is not just a lesson between Michelle and Miriam and two babies. The one whose neshama ascended to the Olam HaEmes, that was Hashem's plan. And one Baruch Hashem whose neshama has just begun its sojourn in Olam Hazah. It's a lesson for all of us. First of all, for every single shiur and a year and a half sponsor, some weeks we have one, some weeks two, rare weeks three. We keep the shiur going. So look what you're doing for somebody else, besides for the neshama that you sponsored in the merit, or the bar mitzvah, or the mazel tov, or the simcha. Look what we did. And all the listeners, all the participants, everyone who takes the time, because if there were no participants, then I would be talking to nobody. So there would be no shiur. And everyone who listens on YU Torah. Can't imagine the zchuyos that come to the world through Torah. Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed. Ala Torah, that's what the shiur is all about. Because of COVID, something very good happened. What happened is that every week we all got together to learn. Ala Torah, the al ha'avoda, hopefully from the shiur, it's a big to'alas of l'hagdol Torah l'adira, we find that our avodas Hashem is changing. It's not just to be intellectually stimulated when you come here for 35, 40 minutes. It's to take the practical application of what we learn and apply it to your life. It's not enough to be intellectually inspired during Shir. Take it with you. Change your Avodas Hashem. And finally, the last pillar, Shimon HaTzadik Haim Yishari Anshei Knesset HaGadolah Hu HaYomer, upon these three things the world stands, Al HaTorah, Al HaVoda, and finally Al Gemilas Chasadim. So Avram Avinu says, Ve'echa Pas Lechem. He too did not have a child. She's 89, he's 99, and they're waiting a very long time. And yet, in doing for the Malachim, in seeing their discomfort, their heat, their thirst, putting his own pain aside to be a good friend, to be a good host, he changed his destiny. Ayesar ishtacha, hinei ba'ohel, shav ashuv ke'es chaya, v'hinei ben l'sar ishtacha. Why? Because you fed me, because you clothed me, because you did for me. You put your pain aside, because Kol Yisrael ravim zeh bazeh. We're all guarantors. We're all connected. The sponsors, the participants, the listeners, the founder. Going back to Rav Pam. So going back to Rachel. So this pasuk from Bezos Yavon Aron, this insight is a proof. When you do for somebody else, you're really doing it for yourself. I think I host my son's rabbi every year when he comes. I have such a schus. No, you're wrong, Michal Horowitz. He's giving you a schus. You're not giving him anything. He would stay so fast. What do you think? He would be in the street? He wouldn't be in the street. Someone else would give him lodging. You don't know what that does for you. Va'echa pas lechem. I will take a mitzvah for myself. Well, you have a morsel of bread. Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. Going back to Rav Pam Zatzal. In a shmuz, Rav Pam noted that when presented with an opportunity to do chesed, one should seize the moment. For Hashem may be offering him a chance to attain merit that is crucial to his own destiny. And again, this is a lesson for all of us in our lives. Opportunities to do chesed present themselves to us all the time. Henny would tell me how her mother would cook. I don't even know how it came to be. Who would cook for Avraham Leib Steinman. So you don't know, Henny, cooking for the God Older maybe gave you children who are illustrious in Torah. And Mama's not making a joke. How do you know? You don't know what schus it is. You don't know where that schus came from. You think you're doing for somebody else, but they're doing for you. The Torah states, says Rav Pam, going back to Perek Lamed by Rachel. Vayizkor Elokim et Rachel, Vayishmael Elokim, Vayivtach et Rachma. So Targum Onka says, Vayishmael Elokim, V'kabil Tzilosei Hashem. Hashem accepted her prayers. What did he remember? Zachar lo shemasu simana lachosa. She gave her signs to her sister. So we go back to the idea that Rachel wanted her sister not to be embarrassed. My sister should be publicly ashamed. My sister should be publicly embarrassed. So she put herself as the second wife, so that under the chuppah, it shouldn't be revealed in front of all the assembled guests that this is the wrong person. She did a tremendous chesed for her sister. But the truth is, says Rav Pam, Hashem is giving her a chance to change her own destiny. She changed her own life. How so? Says Rav Pam, what did Hashem remember concerning her? That she was silent for her sister's sake. She didn't stand up under the chuppah and say, you know, I have to tell you something. It's really not the right lady. You know, you worked for me for 7 years. You know, you love me by the well. You know, you really want me. No, well, guess what? You have the wrong lady. She was silent. Tamar was silent. The Yimut says the Sreifa. V'yishocha l'chamiya. She was silent. She was about to be killed, Tamar. Perek Lamed Ches. She doesn't want to embarrass the one who made her pregnant in public, Yehuda. So she says, I don't know, Hakerna, is this your pasil? Is this your chasomes? Is it your signet ring? Is it your staff? Is it your cape? The one who these belong to, by him I am pregnant. And what was she doing? She thought she was saving him. She was saving herself. She became the mother of Mashiach. Tamar becomes the mother, great, 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 great grandmother of Melech HaMashiach. She looks like she's doing for Yehuda. She looks like she's saving Yehuda. Actually, she's changing her own destiny. Avram looks like he's doing for the guests. He's giving him and his wife this chus to have a child. Rachel looks like she's saving her sister. It might look like you're cooking for a varen leibish taimen. That tzchus is giving you something. And all of us, we don't know the power of one act of chesed. Your friend's not feeling well, you drop off a container of soup. You drive someone somewhere. You participate in a cooking meal. Whatever it is, you don't know, it could be the smallest thing. You don't know how Hashem measures. And you think you're doing for someone else. Remember those words, va'ekcha pas lechem. You're giving them something finite. You're receiving something infinite. Look how Hashem runs the world. Who can fathom his ways? When Lavan presented Yaakov with Leah instead of Rachel, says Rav Pam, Rachel knew, but she remained silent. Tola Eretz Oblima, says the Pasuk in Tehillim, the world is upheld on he who keeps his mouth closed in the time of an argument. One who doesn't talk when he shouldn't talk. Therefore, Elokim, Vayizkor Elokim at Rachel, Vayishmaela Elokim, Vatomer Asaf Elokim at Charpati. It should be Hashem saw, Hashem heard, Hashem remembered, Midas Adin. Should be Midas Harachamim, God's attribute of mercy redeemed her. It's strange that it says it's God's attribute of justice. Says Rav Pam, because Rachel did for her sister, even in her own pain, she did for someone else, God's attribute of judgment decreed that by right, Rachel should be granted a child, for she selflessly allowed her sister to take her place under the marriage canopy. Says Rav Pam, Zatzal, in his Sefer Atara Lamelech, the kindness which Hashem performed for Rachel is truly incredible. Listen to what I said again. I didn't say the kindness Rachel performed for Leah. The kindness Hashem performed for Rachel is truly incredible. You know, maybe you're waiting for a Yeshua in your family, and maybe it came. And maybe it's because of something you did for someone else, and you don't even remember. And you don't even know. But Hashem is Zocher Kol Nishkachos. You might forget, but Hashem doesn't forget. Someone told me in the middle of last night's shiur, she put it on the chat, on the Zoom chat, private message. We learned about Kriya Shema last night. Some of you may have joined. Some of you may have heard on Layu Torah. So she's someone who's coming closer to Yahadus over the years. So she said, private message, I would like to know where I could get a Kriya Shema Lamita, which is what we were learning about. You know, in pocket size, she said, I still say Moda Ani every morning since you gave me the lovely washing cup a few years ago. I have no idea. I hope she's not listening to this. I'm not going to say her name. No, she could listen. I didn't even remember I gave her an Atilas Adayim cup. I have no idea. We discussed Birkas HaShachar personally. I have no clue that happened. I don't even remember. I'm not saying this because it's so great. It's such a small thing. But you don't know what small thing Hashem changes your destiny because of. I think I'm doing for someone else. I'm buying you a washing cup, so you should wash until the time. So you should get the mitzvah. Adaraba. You're getting the mitzvah. You're getting the tzchus. Yoser mimasha balabais osa ima ani. I'm giving you, an not from person, the opportunity to wash until the time. Fool. You're a fool. You're a tipesh. She's giving you a tzchus. You're giving her nothing. A cup, she could get her own cup. When someone else is suffering or lacking or in pain, I'm 3 days post bris mila and I'm in so much pain and all my friends have babies, I should worry about you, your hawk, go to the next tent. No, please come to my tent. I want to do something for you. And the merit of Aram doing for them, what's the message? Shov ashuv keis chaya vihine ben lasari ishtacha. Rachel thought she's saving Leah embarrassment. Leah was saving Rachel. Says Rav Pam Zatzal in Atar Lamelach, this kindness which Hashem performed through Rachel is truly incredible. I'm quoting. 14 years before Yosef's birth, heaven arranged, Miriam, where are you? I want to wait till you come back. Okay, maybe she had to take care of something. 14 years before Yosef's birth, heaven arranged an opportunity for Rachel to attain merit. She thought she was saving her sister from embarrassment. She had no idea she was even going to have infertility. She didn't even know she was going to be barren. 14 years before Yosef's birth, Hashem arranged an opportunity for Rachel to amass chuyot, for Rachel to attain merit, so that she miraculously would bear children, miraculously. Al pi tava, she was not zocha to have children. Al pi shem Hashem, yod then hey, then vav, then hey, rachamim, there was not din, it's din. You don't have a womb. The imals were ayalonis. They couldn't have children, except for Leah. So what gave her this chus? So by Avram and Sarah, it seems to be right before the child is born, it's doing for somebody else. And Hashem arranged the same thing for Rachel. Trying to think, I was thinking if you see the same thing by Rivka and Yitzchak, and I think you do. First I thought, no, but I think you do. You know how I think you do? I'll tell you why. Because they davened for each other, not for themselves. Ayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem l'nochach ishto ki akarahi, the beginning of Parshas Toldos. And Rashi says he was standing in one corner, who omid bezavizu mispalel, v'hi omeda bezavizu mispalelas. So what I'm trying to say here, what I was trying to show, is that the imahos, besides for Leah, who were physically incapable of actually having children, all merited a child in the schus of doing for somebody else. So by Avram and Sarah, it's very clear that the narrative immediately preceding the pronouncement that you're going to have a child, the catalyst seems to be doing for the Archim. You think you're doing Achnasas Archim, they're doing something for you, they're giving you a schus. And by Yitzchak and Rivka, Taka, you see it also. It's not for guests, but chesed begins at home. They were each doing for somebody else. They were each doing for each other. Yitzchak wasn't davening for himself, and Rivka wasn't davening for herself. Yitzchak was davening for Rivka. Rivka was davening for Yitzchak. Lenochach ishto. They're davening opposite each other, i.e. for each other. And because they're davening for each other, i.e. for somebody else, they have a merit to have a child. Well, two children. And then we come to Rachel, the next of the imahot who was barren. And she too merited to have her womb open by doing for somebody else. 14 years before Yosef's birth, heaven arranged an opportunity for Rachel to attain merit so that she miraculously would bear children and be a matriarch of the Jewish people. How awesome would the loss have been, says Rapam, had Rachel not seized the opportunity to do kindness for her sister. I'm too tired to do the chasad. I'm worn out. I already did 5 chasadim this week. How many times do they think they could call me? How much koach do I really have? Someone else will do it. It's true, someone else will do it. But you have to weigh what they're gaining and what you're losing. Therefore, says Rav Pam, and I quote, a person should be zealous whenever an opportunity for chasad comes his way. Asho shadarim ha'olam omeid. It's totally upheld on 3 things. It's not how much sushi we have at the sushi bar, how much meat there is at the carving station, how fancy our gashmius is, how enjoyable the lunch out is in the restaurant. Those things don't hold up the world. What holds up the world is understanding that Kol Yisrael Revim Zeh B'Zeh, and that when we put ourselves out and we're involved in Torah, you know, when we started this shiur, Miriam, like, how many people, women, are going to want to Zoom on a Thursday night? Erev Shabbos, we have to cook. It could wait. We're never going to starve. Everyone always had food on the table. And look where we are a year and a half later. Kein Yerbu. How many take the time every Thursday night? Why was the shiur started? As a schus for a baby. And what came from the shiur? The schus of a baby. Therefore, a person should be zealous whenever an opportunity for chesed comes his way. You know what? The chicken will still get cleaned for Shabbos. You have 35 minutes to learn. Grab it. You don't know what schus that Torah is bringing to the world. You don't know what your commitment. You say, Hashem, I'm sitting down here. The chicken will wait. The green beans will wait. Whatever you make for Shabbos. I'll still peel the sweet potatoes. No one in my house was ever hungry. But now I can learn Torah. Now I'm going to learn. You're not only bringing a schus for yourself, for everyone involved in this shir. You don't know the calculations of the Ribon Shel Olam. I told my sister, I called her Rav Shabbos. I'm like, you have to hear this story. And I read her Michelle's WhatsApp. She said, Michal, you have to tell Rabbi Pesach Kron. You have to be zealous when an opportunity for Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim comes your way. You should realize the ways of Hashem are hidden. And perhaps this opportunity is a manifestation of Hashem's attribute of kindness towards you. It's italicized towards Him. You think there's a pauper I need to do for Him, the pauper's doing for you. So it's a big schus to host Rav Noach Zasevsky. I look forward to it every year. My son has a big chias from it. I love it. You know, I don't know. I don't have a big fancy house. I'm not such a wealthy person. I don't know why he wants to stay here. There's probably a lot of fancier places in the five towns he could stay. And I marvel that Hashem gives me the opportunity. So I think I'm giving him lodging for a week. No, you're wrong. The echa pas lechem. You're taking something of eternity for yourself. And perhaps this opportunity is a manifestation of Hashem's attribute of kindness towards the doer. Like my brother told me many years ago, and I quote it all the time, Micha, sometimes it's a mitzvah to take. Because when you take, you give the other person the opportunity to give. And in giving, you don't know what zchuyot Hashem has in mind for them. But if they don't give to someone else, there's no catalyst for the Yeshua. Avram and Sarah gave. He's running to the bakar. She's needing dough. My gosh, they're old people. They're in pain. They've been through years of infertility. But you're hungry, you're thirsty. Come sit down. In giving to you, they had an opportunity for Yitzchak. And Yitzchak and Rivka davening opposite each other, i.e. for each other, for somebody else. They changed their destiny. And 14 years before she had Yosef, Hashem gave Rachel one chance. And it was embarrassing for her. And it was painful for her. But she gave the signs to Leah. She thought she was doing for Leah. She changed her life. And Knesset Yisrael. She, of course, becomes the mother of Yosef and Binyamin. And perhaps this opportunity is actually a manifestation of Hashem's attribute of kindness towards him. Hashem is calling to you to grab hold of the tip of the scepter of the king who is good and does good for all. That's how he ends this piece. Hashem is calling you to grab hold of the tip of his scepter, for he is the tov v'meitiv lakol, and he is the chol yachol. I mean, it seems like by all natural means, our hope for Yeshua has been exhausted. Don't forget the power of Torah, Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim, to change the Gezerah. It's mamish a true beyond Simcha. And nice that all of us who are part of this shir have been zocha to be part of. And it is only my hope and prayer, my fervent hope and prayer, that the shir continues to bring many, first of all, habata satora, inspiration. Ma'ahafti sorasecha kol hayam hisichasi. Ne oidvai techa kameni mitzvosecha kili olam hili. First of all, it enlightens our lives in the darkness of galus with Torah. What a beautiful way to go into Shabbos. Second of all, it reminds us all to enhance our avoda, our relationship with Hashem. Change yourself a little bit in some concrete way. And finally, it gives us all the opportunity to do chesed. Because in doing something here, we're actually all doing for each other. So, the in the schus of the shir, may Henny Wolf's illustrious mother who cooks from Rav Aaron Liebsteinman in Switzerland. And who knows the schuas that came from that. Married an Aliyah on the occasion of her 14th Yahrzeit, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Malka bat Eliyahu Moshe, Alel Shalom. And to remind you all what Michelle said, and I'm going to end with it. Hi, this is Michelle. It's almost 2 years since the shiur was started. As you know, my good friend Miriam Goodman started the shiur in the schuas for a refuah from my granddaughter, Alel Shalom. I would like to think, and I have great personal nechama, in believing that perhaps by Miriam taking upon herself, like think of everything we spoke about all of Torah sources tonight, that perhaps by Miriam taking upon herself to organize and being the catalyst for this shiur, Hashem saw what she was doing for me, my daughter, and my granddaughter, Allah Shalom. And perhaps the shiur and the continuation of it, or maybe a plan that Hashem orchestrated for her daughter, Meretz Hashem, to have a child. It is a real nace that our daughter is, soon b'shah tova, And Michelle so selflessly said, and with such grace and her own emuna and selflessness and ahavas Yisrael, it brings me great nechama that perhaps her tefillos and her actions on behalf of this shir had something to do with this nace galui. I truly believe that this shir and Miriam's commitment to others has brought this nace. I would like to sponsor 2 weeks following the birth, Meretz Hashem, B'Shah Tova, Bli Ayin Hara, as it will bring full circle my own nechama, that my baby, who only lived for a short while, may have had a hand in being a shaliach to this nace. Please mark me down for the sponsorship, Meretz Hashem, very soon, B'Shah Tova. Rabbi Tinkanievsky, alal Hashem, used to say, Darchei Hashem kulam tovim, v'lo kulam mivunim. The ways of Hashem are all good, but they're not all understood. We see so much confusion. We see so much darkness. We see so much pain in this finite world. But if we but look, there's so much goodness. And Hashem gives us all the opportunity, perhaps, to be a catalyst to bring that goodness down to this world for somebody else. Because al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omeid, al ha-Torah, v'al ha-avoda, v'al gmilas chasadim. So I thank tonight's 2 sponsors, Henny Wolf and Michelle. I thank all the past ones, all the future ones, and everyone who takes the time on Erev Shabbos to sit down and learn together. Not only are we changing each other and the world, Hashem's giving you an opportunity to change your very own self. So may Amakei Halev, I wish my dear friend and shir founder, Miriam Goodman, a very big mazel tov on behalf of the birth of Rivka Necha, Shatizki the Gadla, the Torah, the Chupa, the Lamaisim Tovim, with the Arichos Yamim and Shanim, and good health to enjoy. I thank Hashem for bringing us to this point and allowing us all to see and have part in this unbelievable Hashgacha Pratis. And I thank you all for allowing me the opportunity to share these very emotional, very impactful, very powerful Divrei Torah. I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos of only Besuras Tovos. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue next week. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.